Welcome, great patriotic friends, to Halloween on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do this show is because you know how other countries tend to view Americans as obnoxious, boisterous, and overbearing? Well, guess what? I'm one of the worst ones. I assembled this podcast in a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. And now on to today's headlines. Nevada joins the United States Plus. Dr. Timothy Smith is buried at Evergreen Cemetery in Vermont. And Halloween in America. All right, so now let's get started. 1864. Nevada becomes the 36th state. It was important to get a Republican-led territory to help with President Lincoln's re-election. Even though the territory had a population of 40,000, which was 20,000 shy of the 60,000 needed to be eligible for U.S. statehood, the discovery of silver showed up at the Comstock Lode. That was the boost the area needed. The territory was also encouraged by Lincoln's proposal for the 13th Amendment, which would abolish slavery. The people of the Nevada Territory got to work, and the state constitution was drawn up and sent to Washington, D.C. in a telegram, just in time for the election. But that's the boring part. Now, for some fun facts about Nevada, courtesy of 50states.com, if you drive from Los Angeles, California to Reno, Nevada, you'll actually be headed west. Interesting. Las Vegas has more large hotels than anywhere on Earth. Frank Sinatra once owned the Cal Neva at Lake Tahoe's Crystal Bay. When you're inside the building, you can stand in Nevada and California at the same time, assuming you have two legs. Hoover Dam is made with enough concrete to build a two-lane highway from New York to San Francisco. In Austin's oldest church, St. Augustine, if you want to ring the bells, you'll find the rope to do so located in the men's bathroom. In 1931, the Pear O Dice Club opened on Highway 91, which would become the Vegas Strip. In Death Valley, the kangaroo rat can go in an entire lifetime without drinking one drop of water. Nevada is Spanish for snow-clad. Finally, Bugsy Siegel named his hotel the Flamingo after the long legs of his showgirl sweetheart Virginia Hill. 1893. Dr. Timothy Clark Smith is buried at Evergreen Cemetery in New Haven, Vermont. But was he dead? He has a window on his grave if you want to check it out and see for yourself. Go ahead. Taphophobia, or sleeping sickness, or the fear of being buried alive was fairly common during the 18th and 19th centuries. The ghastly thought of savagely being buried prompted potential coffin inhabitants to handle a specially installed trigger in hand that led to a bell upside earth to signal an improper burial. You gotta figure, back in those days, proof of death through autopsy didn't happen. If you're buried alive, you just don't get a second chance, right? Clark would take no chances and arrange for a safety coffin, which took another morbid step further at Evergreen. He died on Halloween. Yes, he did. His body, it was buried there. There, Dr. Smith is buried with a huge slab of granite over his grave and a 6-foot window that shines death from his viewpoint. These days, the window is scratched and hazed through years of condensation. Go see for yourself. If you're looking through the window, and if he rings that bell, you better answer. Dr. Smith still has his skeletal hand on the bell. For whom it tolls? Fear Finally, happy Halloween, everybody. The Scottish and the Irish brought All Hallows' Eve to the United States in the 1800s, and it's been one of the most celebrated holidays of the year, right behind New Year's Day and the Super Bowl, as the holiday with the largest number of parties. It's second only to Christmas in terms of money spent, and it's great for kids. Wait, you're saying I get to dress up as a zombie and collect candy from my neighbors? All I gotta do is ring the doorbell and say trick or treat? Life couldn't get any better. Halloween's actually one of my three favorite holidays, in no particular order, along with New Year's Day and the 4th of July. I love New Year's because I don't have to do nothing except chill, clean up the mess from the night before, and watch college football games all day. The 4th of July is an obvious favorite of mine. I'm sure you saw that coming. Which leads us to Halloween. Speaking of seeing things coming, yeah, you don't want to see a horror movie with me because I'm going to ruin it for you. They don't scare me because I already know, without ever seeing the movie, that the freak with the axe, or the monster, or whatever bloodsucker is involved, is either under the bed, behind the door, through the window, or any other obvious prop that's in the heavily intense scene. I love watching these movies because it actually cracks me up, figuratively speaking, of course, to see that intense moment as Jason or Michael Myers or Freddy leap out from seemingly nowhere and bludgeon the unaware victim with a machete in the eye. I think it's hilarious. That's why you don't want to watch a horror movie with me. I mean, why are you jumping out of your chair? How did you not see that coming? Come on! Same thing with those silly haunted houses that charge $27 to get in. I already know an actor with a goofy costume is behind the door in the next room waiting to jump at me as soon as I walk in. So, what I like to do, since I'm already anticipating this, is jump into the room with a bloodthirsty scream and scaring the poor actor. Nice try. The only thing about Halloween that scares me is the fact that it is election season. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for Halloween in America on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's episode. For instance, when was the last time you were in Vegas? Or you know what they say, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah, except for herpes and gonorrhea, because that stuff comes back to haunt you. And so, speaking of hauntings, here's to you, Michael Myers, Jason, Chucky, Freddy Krueger, Pennywise, Ghostface, Jack Torrance, Leatherface, Hannibal, Reagan McNeil, and Captain Howdy, because after all, it is an excellent day for an exorcism. Jaws, Pinhead, Samara Morgan, Norman Bates, The Thing, Jigsaw, Candyman, Damien, Annie Wilkes, Cujo, Captain Spaulding, Iris, Predator, Pumpkinhead, Blair Witch, Dracula, Toshio, Carrie, The Leprechaun, Creature from the Black Lagoon, Wolfman, Frankenstein, or Frankenstein if you prefer, and the scariest of all, my extensive list of ex-girlfriends. Happy Halloween, everyone! Have a safe and sane one. And be sure to check out tomorrow's episode.
I'll talk about the election of 1820,
Vietnam News,
and Addison Russell.
So don't miss that! In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is at JDUSHL. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you then.